Talking about the malignancies, which can lead to the development of acquired ichthyosis, the top most common cause of malignancy is the Hodgkin disease. So what is the underlying pathophysiology? Is that the malignancies produce a number of the growth factors like the transforming growth factor or epidermal growth factor receptor mediated by the tumors itself, which lead to hyperproliferation of the skin and hence producing paraneoplastic cutaneous manifestation appearing as acquired ichthyosis. So as I told you that the most common cause is a Hodgkin disease, and there are a number of the other malignancies which can lead to acquired ichthyosis as well, like non-Hodgkin lymphoma, cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, lymphoid papillosis, multiple myeloma, other visceral malignancies like the breast, lung, cervix, renal cell or liver carcinoma, leiomyosarcoma, rhabdomyosarcoma, Kaposi sarcoma, or myelodysplasia, or other hematological hematological malignancies. So the sites affected will be most commonly the trunk and the limbs, and it spares the flexures. The histology will resemble ichthyosis vulgaris, presenting as orthohyperkeratosis, and the granular layer will be reduced or absent. When the patient will be treated, will be given anti-cancer treatment, the ichthyosis will also start improving. The ichthyosis vulgaris caused by the malignancy may occur simultaneously, post-date, or rarely it precedes the diagnosis. But when the cancer has been treated, and if there occurs any recurrence of malignancy, then the development of acquired ichthyosis may be an early marker of recurrence. The ichthyosis may be associated with pruritus and lymphedema.